welcome to the Dr. Zeus Film Podcast. Before we begin, I want to give a happy birthday. Always to talk about Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who was born on January 15th, 1929. And it's today, Monday, January 17th, we observe his birthday. And people always take it for granted. Oh, another day off. That's not what it's about. And, you know, for a time, this wasn't considered a holiday. And you have to give it to those who fought to get this instated. And so I am forever grateful to Coretta Scott King and the King family, Jesse Jackson, Stevie Wonder, who were the many who fought to get this to be a national holiday. So happy birthday, Dr. King. Tonight, we're just going to talk about our birthday girl who did make it to 100. Even though chronologically, according to whatever, she died at 99, Betty White. Betty White was born today on January 17th, 1922. Yeah. What a long and beautiful life. Betty White's one of the few people where she dies at 99, 100, and people were like, wait a minute, she still had more to do. Seriously, that's very rare, because usually when you've lived that long, remember last year around this time we lost Lawrence Ferlinghetti, who died at 101. I was such a big Lawrence Ferlinghetti aficionado. Lawrence Ferlinghetti started City Light Books Publishing in San Francisco, which published Howl by Allen Ginsberg, The Beat Poets. And so, you know, he lived a long life, 101 years. Betty White was born Betty Marion White in Oak Park, Illinois, January 17th, 1922. She is before sliced bread. Hello. She died on December 31st, 2021. A long career, a long life. And today, the many networks, including TV Land and Hallmark, are honoring her for her 100th birthday. She just tickles me when she would play like Sue Ann Nivens, because, you know, that wasn't my era, Mary Tyler Moore. And I don't remember it always, I don't remember it being in syndication. But I had always heard stories about Sue Ann Nivens. And then to watch those episodes, they're hilarious. They are hilarious. And, you know, when Golden Girls was going to happen, they were going to cast her as Blanche. But she'd already played Sue. You know, Sue Ann was man hungry. But at the same time, she was also a perfectionist. I will say with Hallmark, I have an issue with their programming that I won't go into. But I'm thankful that they play the Golden Girls. Now, there's an episode of Ted's Wedding that I came across, and it is hilarious. And this is Betty White's comedy at her best. Here we go.
Thumbs up your noses for. We've got to get this. Move it! I'll find you something to wear. Do they have to be white? Let's see. Married and white satyrs. delight. No, very delight. Ted, you put on that ring and try to formalize your appearance a little, will you? After all, a wedding isn't something that happens every day.
Hi. Well, sorry I'm late.
That's all right. You probably had to go home and put on your good suit.
Do you have any preference about what you want to wear, Georgette?
Well, I always dreamed of being married in something old, something new, something borrowed, and something blue. But what the hell, we're in a hurry.
No, the only thing I have that's long, white, and formal is a bathrobe.
That's all right, Mary. I don't need a white dress. I just wear what I have on.
Right.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. It's Ted's favorite color.
Hi, Sue-Ann.
Hello. Oh, dear. Do you think today might give you any dangerous ideas about me?
Depends on how much whiskey they have.
Why, you charmer.
Oh, my God. Just how they... She throws that wedding together in a matter of moments. Let's take it to Betty White on David Letterman doing the top 10. This is 2011.
Top 10 Betty White tips for living a long and happy life. How about that? And who is a better example of a long, happy life?
Oh, no one.
Betty White.
No one. It's wonderful.
Beloved, very talented, always been very funny, and the category Top 10 Tips from Betty White for Living a Long and Happy Life. Now, ladies and gentlemen, presenting tonight's Top 10 list, the lovely and talented Betty White. Betty, come on out. And... Thank you so much, Betty. The category, Betty White Tips for Living a Long and Happy Life. Here we go, number 10.
Get at least 8 hours of beauty sleep. 9 if you're ugly.
Does it hurt? Go that extra hour. Number 9.
Exercise. Or don't. What the hell do I care?
Didn't have a dog in this fight. Number 8.
Never apologize. It shows weakness.
Number 7.
The best way to earn a quick buck is a slip and fall lawsuit.
Number 6.
Avoid tweeting any photos of your private parts.
Number 6. Number 5.
Schedule a nightly appointment with Dr. Johnny Walker.
Yeah, buddy. Number 4.
Take some wheatgrass, soy paste, and carob. Toss in the garbage and cook yourself a big-ass piece of pork.
Number 3.
Try not to die.
Exactly. Number 2.
Never dwell on past mistakes. Especially you, LeBron.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And the number 1 Betty White tip for living a long and happy life.
Don't waste your time watching this crap.
Yeah.
That was the late Betty White, and that was right. She was about 89 at the time, and it's just so hard to believe. She and Bob Saget are gone. All these really greats, and it's tough when someone dies. It's tough when comedians die. When comedians die, the world is a less funny place. And if we can, here we go. Here is a clip from this celebration.
As one of the smartest, funniest, kindest, most generous women in a business that doesn't normally have that kind of people in it, a celebration also includes...
Yeah, here we go. I want... Okay, they're not going to show it. I'm looking for... Oh, here she is.
Always made the point that... we'll be here forever. So, that's... She was a cockeyed optimist, but she always made the point that... if you look at those negatives, you spoil all the good stuff, and it goes by, and it's gone, and you haven't tasted it. And I really believe in that philosophy. If you don't at least notice it and accentuate the good stuff, when the bad, really tragic stuff comes along, it makes it tough to handle. I think people who are constantly kvetching about something, I think they shorten their time because, first of all, they take all the... When you find something, let's say, funny or enjoyable, the whole body has a different attitude and it relaxes. And that's got to be healthy to have that aspect as opposed to the tension and the worry.
And that's Betty White talking about how she wants to be remembered, her legacy, and her longevity, and her take on death, because she had a very interesting take on death. She was very positive, and she said her mother had a very interesting take. Her mother would say, when someone would die, I guess he knows the secret now, or I guess she knows the secret, because she says nobody knows what happens. Today I sat with my nephew and we watched Betty White Goes Wild from Nat Geo, National Geographic. It's available on Disney Plus. It was done when she was about 91 years old in 2013. And it's a rare look at her true passions with the big cats and a lot of the animals at the San Diego Zoo. Check that out. It's called Betty White Goes Wild. You know, Betty White, I know some people, you know, podcast-wise don't have time for it, and that's fine. I understand that. But you know what? I grew up in the 80s, and I grew up watching Betty White on Golden Girls. And she was always funny. This will always be my favorite moment. That and Rose and the cake, you know, where she says, you know the rules. I get the rose. That's such a poignant moment. But this moment is truly funny. Here we go.
What do you want?
I changed my mind. I was wrong to ask for all those gifts.
Dorothy, you see, I knew she'd come to her senses.
I decided cash is better. That way I can buy exactly what I want.
I'll get my purse.
No. Blanche, I'm not going to let you do that. I've been doing a lot of thinking. If after all the years of love and companionship, Fernando and I are meant to part company, I'll just have to accept that. Time to time, life deals you an unfriendly hand. There's nothing you can do about it. I guess there's a lesson to be learned here. Sometimes life just isn't fair, kiddo.
You know, that scene from Red Eye Red was improvised, because originally the little girl was supposed to give Rose back the bear, but instead Betty White improvised by grabbing it and shoving the girl out the door. That's hilarious. I mean, we could we could talk about Betty White until the cows come home. You know, her 90th birthday was truly an event. And a lot of people who were in it are now gone. Mary Tyler Moore, Cloris Leachman. Yeah. She at one point had outlived all of her Golden Girls contemporaries. You know, 2021 was a weird year. A lot of the Mary Tyler Moore cast died. First, Cloris Leachman, who was just hilarious. She was everyone's mother. She was everyone's grandmother. She was everyone's great-grandmother. Everyone's crazy aunt. I loved Cloris Leachman. And then Ed Asner. And then Davin McLeod died. Or Gavin McLeod. And then Betty White. So, yeah. Or not McLeod. How do you say his name? Let's see. Gavin McLeod. McLeod. Okay, I hope I'm saying it right. He died this year, too. He was 90. So, the Mary Tyler Moore cast, I mean, they're gone. They're gone. But the Betty White, her 90th anniversary, or her 90th birthday. I mean, at the time, President Obama wished her a happy birthday. She premiered Off Their Rockers, which was hilarious. It was a star-studded event. Oh my goodness. You look at some of the people who were there who aren't here anymore, you know. Let's go through the list. Valerie Harper. Let's see, when did Valerie Harper die? 2019. She's no longer with us. Ed Asner. Doris Day. Who else? Carl Reiner. So yeah, a lot of them, you know. Shoot, Carl Reiner. How old was Carl Reiner when he died? He was right in the Betty White ballpark. Even Carol Channing, who was a good friend of Betty White's, you know, Carol Channing would have been 100 in 2021. So yeah, you know, when okay, yeah. Okay, yeah, this year Carl Reiner would have also been 100, and he died at 98, you know. But yeah, Betty White's one of the few where it's like, oh, people wanted her to reach that milestone. But you know, someone sent me an interesting video where they said, because of the leap years, chronologically, she did reach 100. And in our hearts, those of us who loved and adored Betty White as a comedian, she made it. She made it, you know. And so I think there's a Betty White challenge where if you donate money to a non-kill shelter, animal shelter, in her name, you know, because that's what she would have wanted. You know, she didn't want a fuss of a funeral or, you know, a big tribute. So that's all we can do to memorialize, you know, give poignant moments to this woman who lived a very long, she lived a century. You know, it's funny that she predates sliced bread, because sliced bread, I think, came out around that time. Usually, I think you got a loaf. But, yeah, it's, I wouldn't say it's bittersweet, because, you know, when you've lived that long, I'll say a quote that Katharine Hepburn said. Katharine Hepburn had a really great quote. She was like, "I think we rot away, and it's too goddamn bad we do." She was right. She was right. You know, she lived to be 96, so she probably would have said, "Betty White, you amateur." You know, because Katharine Hepburn's head shook. And I love her philosophy of that was, "My head just shakes, and I find that a little whiskey makes the shaking stop. Too much whiskey and you'll stop altogether." Yeah. But Betty White, what a, you know, even Katharine Hepburn could be a little cranky. But I never saw any reports of Betty White being cranky or remember one time she was getting stopped by reporters and they were asking her, I think, about politics. And she's like, oh, I don't get involved with that jazz. And she was driving her Cadillac. She was in her 80s or she had just turned 90 and she's driving her caddy. That was Betty White. She knew what she wanted. She knew who she was, even till the end. And she died as a result of a stroke. She had a stroke 6 days before and then died on December 31st, 2021. What a long life, a long career. For these 100 years, we are so grateful for the humor, how she made people feel. You know, humor is a very powerful thing. Because humor helps you forget your bullshit. But then she could also play these characters. You know, when she played Rose, there was so much more to Rose. Yes, Rose was naive. Rose was also very lonely. She loved her husband, Charlie. She talked about that often. She loved her children. She was a little overprotective of her mother. And that's what Golden Girls really did. You know, before Golden Girls, people who were senior citizens were not taken seriously, just like children. People treated them like children and talked to them loudly like they can't hear. Oh, let me cut your meat up for you. They didn't realize that senior citizens have sex. They have their own lives. They have social lives. And what Golden Girls did, it also, I have to say this, you know, you can't pick your family. And if you look at Golden Girls, they were each other's family. You look at Blanche, all her kids had moved away. Her husband died. You look at Rose, her husband dies. She sells the house. That's in an episode where she spends her last birthday in St. Olaf and then moves to Florida. And then you look at Dorothy. Dorothy was newly divorced. She was a substitute teacher. Her mother was in a retirement home called Shady Pines. Remember that? And they all kind of found each other. They all got together. They were each other's family. You know, there's a universality to Golden Girls. And then you look at Mary Tyler Moore, that legacy of what that show did for women. And all the different variations too. You know, you have Mary Tyler Moore, you have Rhoda, you have Sue Ann Nivens, and then you have Phyllis played by, oh God, I loved Cloris Leachman. I didn't even know her, but it's like Cloris Leachman was in everything, as was Betty White. There's a really funny meme of Betty White and Cloris Leachman on the dance floor. She's like, who was your tailor at the Great Depression? I love that. So here we are. 100 years of Betty Marion White Ludden, because she was married to Alan Ludden of Password. She never remarried after he died. She said, why when you were you're with someone that great? She was a stepmother. She was a mother to us all. She was a grandmother. She was a friend. Thank you for being a friend, Betty White. Thank you.